At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Elections have consequences.
Yes, they do.
Yes. 6-3 Supreme Court decision.
Mm-hmm.
Wherein, and when you understand where we are with these, what they call transgender rights for children,
yeah.
We are to the left of Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how out of control this has gotten. This whole thing started here. This idea of we have to transition the child or they will kill themselves started here in America and spread like a disease over to Europe. They have long since rejected it. Started with the UK health system, which is, of course, socialized, so they make top-down decisions for the health system. More than a year ago, said, nope, we're not doing any more of these treatments. They're damaging. They did a study. They realized that over 20% of the people who ended up being kids who ended up being treated were autistic, had previous mental health problems, that doing these body-altering treatments on the underaged was causing more damage, was causing a higher suicide rate afterward, not lower like the left lies in this country and says. And they said no more. Pulled the plug on it. They went so far in the UK as to say, if you seek these treatments for your child outside of the socialized healthcare system and they damage your child, which they will, you cannot get treatment inside the socialized healthcare system for the damage. You got to pay for it yourself. That's how hard they rejected this. The left here pretended they didn't notice. They rejected this in France. Then earlier this year in March, the highest court in the UK said what our court just said. No, we're not doing this. This is crazy. So this is the world recovering from this madness that came out of America that really started in my hometown, the People's Republic of Charlotte. And this is where this all started, with an editorial in the Charlotte Observer saying, you know, girls and women are going to have to get used to seeing male genitalia in their most private spaces, you know, in the changing room, in the gym, all over the, you're going to have to accept male genitalia and pretend that it's female, even though it's very clearly not. And it just cascaded from that into, hey, we're going to start doing these surgeries on children and then doing the surgeries on children and doing life-altering, body-altering things on children. Supreme Court said yesterday, 6-3 decision, no more. States can stop this. And they didn't buy the pseudoscience. They didn't buy the popular opinion. And it makes sense. I mean, if South Carolina tried to pass a law, say, you know, a doctor can take off little girls' right arms. Of course we could ban that. That's crazy. So this is a major win this morning, Lee.
Yes, it is. It truly is a landmark opinion.
Yeah.
And it is a return of sanity to the Supreme Court.
And states' rights is good.
That too, yeah.
That we can make these laws. But the bigger picture here, when you really pull out, like, you know, why is the left so obsessed with this losing issue? On every facet of this issue, they're not only losing, they're going, they are rolling backwards down the hill. I mean, we just saw this incredible, here I have it right here, incredible Gallup poll. Two-thirds in U.S. want your birth sex, your actual sex on your ID. 70% now say, no, 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 boys don't need to be in girls' sports. What's remarkable about that is a 10 percentage point increase on the sports question since 2021. In other words, we've gained, our side has gained 10 percentage points on it. Public opinion is going in the wrong direction for the Democrats, and yet they froth at the mouth they double and triple down. Why did they do this? Why are they so obsessed with this issue that affects such a tiny minority of people? Well, I've been saying this since the gay marriage ruling, which is where all this came from, when Kennedy, out of nowhere, because it had really little to do, or really nothing, honestly, to do with gay marriage, created the right to self-identity. Where if you said, okay, I was born a boy, but I'm a girl now, everyone was forced to affirm. That's the right to self-identity. And Jonathan Turley, forecast correctly, this will bump up against First Amendment rights. This, Lee, believe it or not, the obsession with this is a very, very long, circuitous route by the left to get to speech codes and to get to kidnap laws, which is where they were going. That's what they want to do here. That's what this was about. You have to affirm the leftist doctrine or you don't get to keep your kid. State takes your kid. A liberal state will take your kid. You saw the kidnap laws in California, in Portland, out of Oregon, in Minnesota, which says, look, if your gym teacher down in South Carolina grooms you, convinces you that your mom is wrong and actually you're a boy, even though you're born a girl and you want to have your breast chopped off, your gym teacher can kidnap you, take you to Minnesota, and the authorities there cannot arrest the gym teacher. The state, this is where the left would go, we'll take custody of your child because the parents have wrong think and are dangerous. You will be put into a foster home where the correct leftist ideology exists and your child is gone. Why do they want that? Because they want, I've been explaining this for years, they want a bit, that is the foundation, the legal foundation of, oh, your child doesn't want to go to the Baptist church on Sunday. You make your child go there. They might hear things in the Bible the left does not approve of. We're going to take your child. You hear marriages between a man and a woman at church. We're going to take your child. That's child abuse. Lee, we've already seen these laws begin to happen in divorce cases. Mm-hmm. The left has passed in states around the country. If one spouse does not affirm the care, if one spouse does not use the pronouns, if one spouse does not allow the chopping off of the penis, then that spouse loses custody. Better shut up. Better defer to your child. Better use your child's pronouns. Better comply with the left speech codes. And it was going to be a hop, skip, and a jump from that to church. And they were going to start taking your kids. If you make them go to a church or a group or just have an ideology the left did not agree with. This is them trying to pivot into Maoism, and they have been using transgender people. That's why they did all this. That's why they took the political hit. You could see where they were going with the laws. This was ultimately not about transgenderism, not about children, not even about the transitions. It was about speech codes, forced speech, and forced compliance with the doctrine of the Marxist, secularist Democrat Party, and they lost.
Bigly.
Bigly. Because if these states do not have, you know, if you can say in Tennessee, we're not going to transition anybody, that's going to put a real kink in their armor as they try to go forward with kidnap laws. We still got to take the kidnap laws to the Supreme Court because, you know, you could still unfortunately do some of this because it's law right now. But this is a good win. This is a good direction for the Supreme Court. We need to get these cases in front of the Supreme Court while it has its current makeup. You cannot kidnap children because parents in South Carolina disagree with the thought process in Minnesota. So we just kidnap the kids and bring them to Democrats running Minnesota and they take your child. No. And by the way, states forcibly then doing these treatments, parents can't stop them. That's where the left was going. I'm telling you, they don't care about that. What they want is a parent who's afraid to take their child to church because the left might kidnap them. That's what they wanted. That's where they were going with this. When they say, got to affirm the pronouns, got to affirm the pronouns, got to use the chosen name of the child, got to use the chosen gender of the child, it is a hop, skip, and a jump to that, to, hey, you know what? Your child's an atheist. You can't make them go to church. That doesn't affirm their chosen lifestyle, gender, sexual orientation, whatever. And they wanted to induce fear in households and control speech in households between children and parents so that leftist doctrine would be enforced even when they're not there to brainwash them in school. That was the plan. And they just took a major blow. So that's good news, Lee. I love starting the show with good news.
Yes, absolutely.
Beating back the insanity.
Yeah.
From the left, which really has become more of a cult in this way. These are very weird cult-like, strange beliefs. That's not just me. Again, that's Gallup polling. And the left, folks, desperately clinging to this. I mean, when you have two-thirds in Gallup's polling, okay, liberal pollster saying, you know what, we want birth sex on IDs. And you've got liberal judicial dictators telling Marco Rubio over at the State Department, hey, no, you gotta put the fake sex on the IDs. You can't put the real sex on the IDs. Gotta put the fake sex on the IDs. That stinks. It's desperation. It's desperation. They're losing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Iranian leader, for now, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected a call by U.S. President Donald Trump for Iran to unconditionally surrender amid the regime's aerial war with Israel. You know what's kind of interesting about that? I've yet to see, I can't find this anywhere. If anybody's asked Trump, because Trump has asked for unconditional surrender. What is unconditional surrender? A lot of these reporters are so busy in the gotcha game, trying to make Trump look bad, look like a dictator. They forget to do basic reporting things. What is unconditional surrender? Maybe Ducey will ask it. He's the only one with a real, true functioning brain in the press corps. Is unconditional surrender, is Trump talking? It really is kind of confusing. I mean, if I was the Ayatollah, I'd have questions too. And I'm sure they're back channeling it. But is unconditional surrender, look, we unconditionally give up our nukes and Khamenei gets to live, Trump seemed to have implied that. We know where he is, but we're not going to kill him right now. We can, but we won't. Unless he doesn't give up the nukes. Or does unconditional surrender mean, I mean, clearly it already means, look, Khomeini says, okay, come on, come in. We give up. It's fine. We surrender. You can blow up our nuclear facilities. We won't interfere, which is what Trump wants. Or is unconditional surrender, hey, okay, we give up. You could blow up our nuke facilities. We won't oppose you in the air when you, you know, when you're flying in. Oh, and we're going to step down. We saw Iranian government planes yesterday flying out of the country, landing, I believe it was in Oman. We don't know who's on them. So they're clearing out. The Iranian regime's really been really big on jihad and dying for Allah, but they're never really that big on doing it themselves. They like to send others when they're not bombing hospitals for little kids. You know what kills me, by the way? All these people stand up for Iran. Have you noticed, but just let me just put, to take this as an instructive moment, okay? Israel has, there have been Iranian casualties, and we don't want to see that because the Iranian people are, for the most part, innocent. They're slaves, they're serfs. But Israel really has tried to limit the casualties to just members of the military and other homicidal maniacs in Iran. Iran has done no such thing. I mean, bombing a hospital in Israel yesterday, they are targeting civilians. I want to take a moment to point that out because we have these crazy people on our side. It's like 15% of the Republican Party and, you know, the punditry screaming in defense of the Ayatollah. It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. We've got folks on the left who are very anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. They are screaming on behalf of the Ayatollah, trying to protect him, trying to save him, while calling Israel a terrorist state. And the Ayatollah just keeps hitting civilian areas in Israel. But it tells you a couple different things. One of the things it tells you, militarily, Iran doesn't seem to have the precision ability to really hit key tactical sites, military sites inside Israel. They're not really able to do that. Not in the way that Israel has strategically, they haven't been focusing on, you know, trying to take out a hospital, trying to kill little kids like Iran is because they're evil. They've been trying to take out, hey, you know what, we're going to take out the ballistic missile launchers. We're going to take out key military sites. We're going to take out key sites, leadership sites. We're going to try to limit civilian casualties. I just want to use this moment to point out to you. While the anti-Israel, you know, wing of the Republican Party, and a lot of them are prone to kookery, you know, ignores the fact Iran is almost totally targeting civilians, just like Hamas does. And yet nobody cares. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, that's what they do. You know, they're good people. No, they're not good people. One of the strangest things, it's just absolutely bizarre. Charlie Kirk, a Trump supporter. Let me just give you an example of what's going on online. Okay. Charlie Kirk cheering yesterday. Cheering at the fact that the proponents he believes for regime change inside the Trump administration have had to pivot in the last 24 hours because they are losing. He's super excited, trying to save the Ayatollah. You've lost me. I don't understand. The determination of some Trump supporters to save the Iranian regime that armed, trained, funded, and did logistical support for the October 7th slaughter. And has demonstrated they would do the same here and will on U.S. soil by trying to kill Trump two times. It's bizarre. They are pulling out the stops to save the Ayatollah. What? Like, just what? The only thing I can think of is there is a shade of conspiracy theorist online that's getting really big hits right now, trending World War III. Trending fake doom, trending fear, trending, you know, oh, we got to fight the neocons, all this, oh, that, we got to save Khomeini after he tried to kill Trump on our soil. And there doesn't seem to be a really good understanding of what I've been warning about. Once you go here, future Republican candidates for president who are viable will have to try to survive long enough to get elected because Iran will hunt them on U.S. soil as it did Trump. and the Democrats will let them. They will wink, wink, nod, nod, snicker as the assassination attempts go forward. The FBI will approve their visas to come here, interview them at the airport, and let them go, as the FBI did with Asif Marchant, and then let him overstay his visa. Oh, so they could watch him. Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same people who were helping the Chinese, we found out this week, steal the election in 2020 and censoring Americans who figured it out that the election was stolen. That FBI was just trying to protect Trump from the Iranian assassin whose visa they approved. No, no. The FBI, Iran, and the Democrats were trying to kill Trump through benign neglect. Oh, did you want to kill Trump? Here, have a visa to come in through Houston. You know, we're going to interview you before we let you go. Mm-hmm. We'll interview you before we let you go, Asif Marchant. Folks, this regime cannot stand. Somebody needs to call up Charlie Kirk and explain these things to him. Trump gets it. He said it yesterday. I was waiting for this. I was hunted by Iran. This is a remarkable audio clip.
I sort of had a focus. I was the hunted. And now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
I was the hunted. I was hunted on American soil. And every future Republican candidate will be too. With the tacit approval, wink, wink, nod, nod, of Democrats who won't even sanction Iran for this. And you got Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk? Trying to save the Ayatollah. So what? What is your plan? The candidate, what, rides around in an armored vehicle when he's not in a basement campaigning because they can't go out in public? They might die. Except this time it's going to be a dirty bomb. It's going to be a dirty bomb at the future Trump rally. I mean, what the heck, folks? Text your...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pray, Tatira, please pray for half this nation. Sorry, please pray for this nation, half this nation, and our children have been brainwashed. How do we unbrainwash them with the fake internet and the media's constant bombardment? As Larry Elder used to say, we have a country to save. Okay, well, let's rewind. Let's back up for a second. Sometimes in the fog of war, you can't see if you're making progress. All you see is the fog and the war. We are, golly, the winds we have notched I need to do a Battleground America podcast on this. Now, I mean, I just go back to something this morning. In liberal Gallup polling, okay? I mean, I opened the show with this morning. Two-thirds in the U.S. now prefer the birth sex to be on IDs. That number is increasing. 69% of U.S. adults continue to believe that transgender athletes should only be allowed to play on the sports teams that match their birth sex. Now, here's the crazy thing. Again, that is a 10 percentage points gain over 2021. 10%. Folks, we've never won on culture issues before. Never, not in my lifetime. It's always been going backwards. I didn't think we could go in a different direction. Why is this? Why have you seen a 10-point change in these issues since 2021? Left's never seen this before. Why? It's X. It's freedom of speech. It's the degradation of the mainstream media that has no credibility because we gobsmack them every time they open their mouth with the truth. You can share off X, so it doesn't matter video-wise whether you have an X account. We share off Rumble. It doesn't matter if you have a Rumble account or you never go on Rumble. Your uncle's sending you Rumble videos. We get together as a family. I mean, my family liked, you know, last weekend, a wonderful weekend for Father's Day. Cooked for both the dads. It's a joy to get to do that. What are we doing? We're all sharing videos with each other. Did you see this? Did you know this? Did you see this? Everybody's doing that. We got more free speech in this country right now. And that is where you get a 10-point gain on these issues. Let me show you one. Let me tell you another one. All-time high in our lifetimes of men 29 and under, 18 to 29, saying they are conservative. 14-point swing. Not a 14% swing. 14-point swing since 11 years ago. Now, normally men, yes, do trend to be right-wing in the majority by the time they hit their early 30s. They aren't waiting. In fact, it's so radical, the change, because they are the most fervent users of social media. It's so radical, the change that's happened. We have a large majority of men now who are young, 18 to 29, who are conservative. That hasn't happened in my lifetime. They were always majority Democrat, not by a lot, but they always were. It's 14-point swing. And you know what's even scarier for the left? Poll under 18, see what it says among the boys. Go below 18. Go ahead and see what that looks like. It's worse for them. Why? These boys are playing video games. They're in the chat rooms for the video games, and they're sharing these same videos. Mainstream media, what's that? This is a generation completely unbrainwashed by CNN, completely unbrainwashed by MSNBC, completely unbrainwashed by the mainstream media. They can't even reach them. They're not even on the platform. For the first time in America, in probably 125 years, we're having a real debate. We may win it. It's possible. I mean, look, we're going to have to hand-to-hand combat fight them every single day. But at least now we're on the battlefield. We weren't on a battlefield before. So good gosh, don't get down. Yeah, the left's going to notch wins. They will. We're notching more. And let me tell you, did you see what happened overnight, folks? Do you see what happened in Portland? Portland was trending this morning. Now the left's goons are surrounding ICE buildings in Portland. Let me tell you what to do. They're working up to burning them down. With the ICE agents inside. That's what they're working. They don't quite have the guts to do it yet, but they're probing and trying to see, is there a place, is there a city we'll be allowed to do this? That was what was happening in Oregon yesterday. It took Department of Homeland Security agents with flashbangs, crowd control munitions, and tear gas. And you look at this, they were forming a wall around the ICE building, trapping the agents inside. You know how terrifying that is? Because you understand, when you are inside a post-constitutional, post-American blue area, you are behind enemy lines in America. I'm serious. I said this on Newsmax when I was on there the other day, and the host bust out laughing. She thought I was joking. I'm like, no, that wasn't a joke. That was for real. That's yes. You don't know if you're behind enemy lines and you're surrounding the ICE building surrounded. The ICE agents don't know. They call 911 all day long. If they want, nobody's coming. It's like when Washington went out into the wilds and had to fight the Indians. It is wild. Because they're desperate. They're desperate. Folks, I can't play this enough. Steve Hilton. Steve Hilton, investigative reporter, talking on News Nation about how the left's leadership is trying to facilitate the murder of ICE agents.
We now know that just a little over a week ago, on Friday, when this all started in Los Angeles, ICE officers, federal law enforcement officials, they're doing a job given to them by the President of the United States on a policy platform that he was elected to deliver. They're being confronted by protesters. They are worried about their safety. They're being physically, they feel under physical threat. They requested help from the LAPD, from the Sheriff's Department, and they were denied. And instead of actually stepping in at that point and Gavin Newsom saying, we can't allow law enforcement officials to fear for their safety and not protect them, he did nothing. And you hear stories now of local law enforcement kept for 15 hours in a parking lot waiting for orders to deploy as the riots were beginning. Nothing happening. Total dereliction of duty from Gavin Newsom.
Again, UK Daily Mail, Mayor of LA, Karen Bass, personally goes into the command center of the LAPD to ensure that the calls for help from ICE agents trapped in the building are not answered. What is she giving the crowd, the mob, time to do? Because remember, they had the building surrounded. What do you think they're doing there? Come on. It's a flanking move. You saw this in Oregon last night. They had to put snipers on the roof. Folks, what am I describing to you right now? This is war. This is guerrilla war. Armed guard. This is a reporter out of Portland. Armed guards on the roof of an ICE facility in Portland as an angry mob of Antifa and anti-ICE extremists, left-wing lunatics, all march toward the building, surround it, attack it. Yeah, you send in the National Guard. Folks, this is guerrilla warfare. You want to know where this comes from? Google. Get another search engine. Karl Marx, guerrilla warfare. Start reading. Same story as this whole segment. It's how they fight in the streets in post-American territory. It's on, folks. It's on. We need to send the National Guard to Portland now. But remember during the Summer of Love when the mayor had to say, as in Washington State, the mayor had to say, listen, stop burning down buildings. You're going to kill someone. You got to tell them these things. How many hours are you working this week? If you're a producer, Tim, they got him working like a serf.
something like that.
Yeah, like on the feudal, manse there. Study found working 50 plus hours a week, just so you know, literally breaks your brain. They can see it on brain scans. Researchers scan the brains of workers, split them into two categories, overworked and not overworked. They defined overworked as 52 hours a week or more. They didn't just pick that arbitrarily, you understand. They could actually see significant changes in the part of the brain associated with executive function and emotional regulation. And then they asked those people, how many hours a week do you work? Average was 52. It's too much, they say.
That's insane to me.
Well, here's what they say. Yeah, it can mess with your decision-making skills, cause you to get emotional, fly off the handle a lot. It affects memory and most especially attention span. It affects executive function and emotional regulation. You know what I call this? This is the fried feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you can't take any more input and you can't process the input you have very well.
Yeah, your brain's just cooked.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's good. Yeah. I mean, when they can see it on the MRI, you got a problem, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So maybe we can try this with HR. Nope. I work 50 hours this week. Can't get to 52. Yeah. Don't want brain damage.
I need a mental health day.
A mental health day. Those words make me cringe.
Don't they, though?
Oh, they do. Yeah, and this younger generation, they're fine. They'll go right to the boss and say, hey, mental health day. Yeah, let's have one of those. Yeah. Like, do you realize you just said the word mental to your boss about yourself?
Yeah. I have a friend that did that. I have a friend that did that, and he was just like, yeah, I'm just going to go take a mental health day. I was like, it must be nice. It must be nice to be able to do that.
Did you call it that when you went into the office? Because, like, you know, my generation, my day, if you went to your boss and said, like, you know, I'm mental and I need a day off, that'd have been like, oh, we'll give you more than that. Yeah. We'll give you the rest of the year off. We don't want mental people here. But now that's supposed to be, like, celebrated.
Well, I mean, I could understand if, like, it was an actual mental issue or something like that. But if you're just, like, tired, that's not really mental health. That's just being tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just the celebration of the mental health part of it. For instance, like, say you really did need a break because you're fried, right? And in your mind, it's a mental health day. Then you just say to your boss, look, I need a personal day. I've got some of those. I'll take care of something myself. You don't tell them you're mental.
Yeah, yeah. There needs to be a level of privacy.
There is pride in mental illness in this country now. But whatever. This is not the topic I'm meant to do. It's just one of my pet peeves. No, we even have it here. I mean, they've got all kinds of mental health awareness stuff. I'm like, you don't talk about that at work.
Yeah, like I wouldn't profess to do something like that, even if I did have some kind of mental issue.
Yeah. And then you saw this, Gen Z, 38% of Gen Z wants piano playing breaks at work and special space to do it in.
Yeah, what is that?
38%. No, here's the logic, okay? Because on COVID, they worked at home, and so they got to, you know?
Yeah.
In between work sessions, right?
Right. Yeah, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, that's utterly disgusting.
Talk about a hazmat situation.
I mean, yeah, like, that would be gross.
That's gross. And then, can you imagine the lawsuits? I got an STD at work. It's just like...
or just the casual, what's that smell? Like, you know?
Oh, yeah. Tim! So, anyway, but they're saying, look, okay, because they're trying to reason with him, get him to come back in the office now post-COVID. And they're like, well, I got to have, you know, at home... on break, I want to do it in the office. And they'll tell them that. They're actually saying, Gen Z, they're saying this in surveys. Well, we need a special room for that. Where should we put that here, Tim?
Far, far away from me.
Far, far away from the break room, okay? I don't want that stuff anywhere near the food.
Far, far away from us in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that would fly in this building.
Downstairs.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.